Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, the former Playboy twins open up about the trauma they experienced during years of living in the Playboy mansion. But what trauma? They could leave at any time they wanted. Once again, it's a man's fault for inviting them into his mansion, where they got to hang around with high-status male celebrities. Oh, the humanity. The real reason they're saying this now is probably because they're old, running out of money and attention, and Hugh is 6 feet under, so the truth doesn't matter anymore. Moving on, the Daily Mail tried labeling these female rapists as cougars in the classroom. As for 2025, I think we're already in the middle of double digits for women that were caught doing this. Here are the safe options that media companies have. Either she slept with them, was intimate with them, or had sex with them. They probably say these things because they don't want to get sued by the female teachers. Either that or they're trying to make it sound as though the boys gave their teachers consent. Number three, why do men sit in their cars for 5 to 10 minutes before entering the house? Because it's a moment of peace before the chaos of talking to the woman in the house. It's the same reason that men do a number two for 10 minutes in the bathroom. Peace and quiet. If you sit at home for 10 minutes doing nothing, women will think you're lazy. And they'll nag you to do something. Only men that don't have peace in their house do this sort of thing. Up next, this guy's wife gained 65 pounds after having a kid and looks bad, so he's not attracted to her anymore. He's athletic and in great shape, but now he's embarrassed to be seen with her in public. She knows she has him trapped and has let herself go. He loves his son, but doesn't know how much longer he can take it. I don't think it's the weight that's bothering him as much as the fact that she doesn't respect him enough to lose it. If he says anything, she can make it look like he's the bad guy by saying she has postpartum depression. Number 5, Tim Pool, when he's out in public, on his own, without media there, he takes off his beanie so that people won't recognize him. But in pictures and video, he keeps it on. It's not that he's self-conscious about being bald or anything. It's about making sure he can go out in public without being recognized and pied in the face. Also, here is Tim Pool's wife. They just had a kid together. And look at that loving look that she's giving him. I can't imagine the joy he's feeling in this type of loving relationship. Moving on, a recent study shows that 90% of men prefer white women. What a shock. If I was black, I would prefer white women too because they're more feminine and don't go berserk as often, throwing their shoes at each other and you. And if you want to know what the other 10% of men prefer, it's probably white men or Asian ladies. Women prefer men from any race so long as they're a Chad, Raj, Tyrone, or Liu Kang. Men might prefer white women, but most will settle for anything they can get these days. Number 7, Nora's cousin is getting deported and she's wondering if someone will marry her so she can stay in the country. Yorgi asks if she's built like a fridge or a big booty Latina. Nora says like a fridge, so I guess that cousin better enjoy the trip back. Slavic women also tend to have this problem of turning into a fridge at a certain point. I know they say you are what you eat, but this is getting ridiculous. That fridge better buy some cats to keep herself company. Up next, someone found this electric vehicle using a power outlet in a public space, and so he unplugged it. Because if he doesn't get free gas, then this person shouldn't be getting free electricity. This guy thinks he's doing a good thing, but he's actually unplugging a disabled person's vehicle. Maybe he's charging his mobility device inside the car and not the car itself. If the garage is fine with it, then you should just leave the car alone to keep on charging. Number 9, I'm so sick and tired of seeing women start crying their crocodile tears when their boyfriends find out they were cheating. Society says that if a man cheats, he's trash. But if a woman cheats, then it's still the man's fault for not spending enough time with her, or giving her what she wants. You can win as a male. No wonder more men than ever remain single. This woman is crying because she's lying and she's been caught, and doesn't want to take accountability. Moving on, if you live in Vegas or Texas, and like 38-year-old single mothers with herpes, then here's the woman for you. She's also an Army veteran. Well, that solves the mystery of where she got the herpes in the first place. Plus, the crazy eyes are a bonus. At least she's being honest about it. Although there are probably other issues that you'll discover along the dating journey. She's also obese because she's giving you a headshot only. Women really do have unrealistic expectations these days. Either that or men are super thirsty and will date anything. Number 11, here's the difference between teens in 1985 and teens in 2025. Is this accurate? I think so, because teens today look more and more like clowns or blow-up dolls. The only thing I change is the hair color. It's too natural to be current day. Women used to look more natural, and girls today, in their teens and early 20s, are going through multiple plastic surgery procedures, only to end up looking like Muppets. Up next, someone says that being a stray white male is the lowest difficulty setting there is. This is back in 2012, and it was difficult back then. These days, being a straight white male is the hardest difficulty level there is. Women only swipe right on 5% of men on dating apps. DEI also handicaps you when you try and get hired for a job and get into university. If you do get into a reputable school, you're told you're toxic and you're shamed for having a penis unless you put on a dress. Only then are you actually praised. Number 13, women's battle for safe spaces continues, and they won't stop until every man shed, club, group, and every other male space is shut down or allows women to rule over it. Women need to make sure they can monitor men wherever we gather, so that we lowly slaves don't rise up like Spartacus or something. Women are allowed to still have their own dedicated spaces, but men are not. No wonder men are still staying single and turning their entire houses into giant man caves. Moving on, people are saying that Megan Fox is aged like fine wine. Oh, really? Now let's see those photos without filters. The only reason she still looks somewhat good is because it takes time for plastic to degrade. Megan Fox aged exactly as her plastic surgeon intended, like a plastic blow-up doll. I lost any and all attraction and respect for her when she turned her three sons into trans girls. Her thumbs also look like a deformed travesty. Number 15, which one of these do you prefer? Definitely A, because I'm a sucker for an Australian accent, and I've enjoyed the fapping material of letter A before. But then again, C is mighty tempting because she's already bent over, and everyone is pointing you where to go. If you choose to be with any of these, then please remember that they're for recreational use only, because their eyes already look dead inside. Up next is 39-year-old raw vegan influencer on a fruit-only diet dies from malnutrition after living on raw fruits and vegetables for 10 years. I don't think the problem was fruits and vegetables so much as how much of them she ate. Fruits are full of carbs and she could have easily packed on those pounds. She tried living like a jungle squirrel and ended up paying the price. I've known people that have been vegans for 20 years and some were even fat. Also, just because you eat steak doesn't mean it's necessarily good for you. Number 17, 85% of women prefer a man between 6'4" and 6'6". I guess there are a lot of lonely cat ladies and busy chads out there. Turd-flinging monkey says the current sexual marketplace dynamic will exist until the welfare state implodes. Then women will settle for the nearest short king to help keep them alive. 70% of women say they won't date a man under 6 feet tall, but they will if he has enough fame and fortune. Moving on, this woman is so proud of her little self. That's great, but why won't most women be like her and just lose the weight? But you just know that her standards in men are now so much higher. If she's in a relationship, she only lost the weight because she's trying to monkey branch to a better man. Looks like the better man is already there next to her in the second picture. Also isn't working out great, it looks like it helped her get taller too. Number 19, this woman played herself. She says her ex lured her out of her great marriage and then when he got her, he ended up cheating on her. So I guess she's turned to social media to try and shame him and ruin his reputation. Someone needs to tell her that only works on other women. He's probably out there right now wrecking another woman's marriage. Maybe he's a chad and that's his pastime. She cheated and then got cheated on. Sounds like justice to me. Up next is Eliza Dushku in Bring It On back in the year 2000. I wonder how terribly she hit the wall. But would you look at that? She still actually looks good. Apparently she was sexually harassed and left Hollywood before all the Me Too madness back in the day. She looks like she aged a lot better than Kirsten Dunst and Christina Ricci, and they're both around the same age as her. Number 21 is Alberta Premier Danielle Smith, and she met with Trump in Mar-a-Lago before the inauguration. And I don't have proof, but Alberta separating from Canada was probably talked about there. But the only way that could happen is if the Liberal government of Mark Carney won the election. In 2026, Alberta is now holding a referendum on if they want to leave Canada or not. She used to be the leader of the Wild Rose Party from 2009 to 2014, which is actually a separatist party. Looks to me like Trump and her are playing 4D chess while everyone else is playing checkers. Moving on, doesn't it blow your mind that women fought for the right to work in veal-fattening pens like these? I guess they really like doing their TPS reports or something. I guess they don't want to serve their husband and family when they could actually be serving another man in an office for his own personal financial gain. I guess they really fell for the old line that work shall set you free. And in the end, even the women that didn't want to do this were forced into it, because wages fell once women entered the workforce. Number 23, who can name this movie? It also has characters like Mahoney and Proctor in it. It's Police Academy, of course. And when I was a kid, my school bus would often pass the old abandoned asylum where they filmed the films. After Mahoney, Steve Guttenberg, left, the whole thing went downhill. Like this woman's knockers went downhill thanks to gravity. At first, the way she had this guy down, I thought it was part of the Lethal Weapon franchise. Up next, OF and social media are destroying society. Changed my mind. A 2-year-old boy drowns in a pool while his mother posed for a photo shoot. Then again, he probably threw himself into the pool when he realized that his life would be hell, as all of his schoolmates teased him for the nude photos of his mother in middle and high school. The baby genius was smart enough to throw himself into the pool to say goodbye to this cruel, cruel world. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Jenna Ortega? People are saying she's unveiling some new look, but she still looks the same to me. I have a feeling that she's going to blimp up in the next few years. Probably a fridge-shaped Latina. Maybe her new look is her hitting the wall or something. Latinas tend to hit that at 22 for some reason. Maybe her makeup and Photoshop guys failed her as well. In the end, I think she's going to look like Rosie Perez. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.